This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Last week, the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance led its annual homeless count. Advocates say the numbers should be similar to last year's, including the fact that in Dallas, the homeless population is disproportionately black. It's also the case in Tarrant County. In Dallas, the Homeless Alliance recently received a $32,000 grant from the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas to join a national initiative on racial inequity. As KERA Stephanie Kuo reports, closing the racial gap requires a look into Dallas's past.
Over the past year, the city of Dallas has gradually shut down the homeless encampments near Fair Park, where hundreds lived under highway bridges. Cindy Crane is the CEO of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance and a member of the KERA Community Advisory Board. Her organization spearheaded those closures. She's been working with the homeless for years, and still, one moment at a homeless camp surprised her.
And they all got gathered up, and we took a group photo. And it was stunning because it was such blatantly and obviously an extraordinary amount of persons of color, black folks of Dallas, living under bridges compared to other ethnicities and races.
That racial disparity forced Crane to confront gaps in helping the homeless.
Because it should impact how we apply our services and distribute resources. You can't talk about homelessness without talking about race. You have to look at those numbers because they don't add up.
About 13% of Americans are black, yet black people make up nearly 27% of those in poverty and more than 40% of the homeless living in shelters, according to census data. In Dallas, that number is 70%.
A disproportionality like that sort of immediately speaks to a systemic issue.
That's Mark Dones of the Center for Social Innovation, a social justice group that works with vulnerable communities.
Black people are about three times more likely than white folks to experience homelessness. I would enjoin us always to remember that disproportionality points us always towards injustice.
He says individual circumstances alone can't account for the rates of poverty and homelessness in people of color.
We have had extremely racist housing policy in this country, going back to institutional redlining that didn't officially end until 1968, that blocked folks of color, and particularly black folks, out of purchasing homes through federally backed mortgages that led to ghettoization. We had blockbusting. We had the urban renewal projects, which drove black people out of cities and into other ghettos.
Maps of Dallas in the 1930s show that swaths of non-white poor neighborhoods were redlined. Over several decades, many black families were forced into substandard living conditions. Those who moved into South Dallas, which at the time was predominantly white, had their homes firebombed, burned, and vandalized. Jones says decades of employment discrimination and segregation exacerbated the problem, which still lingers.
We did no work to systematically audit and change our systems away from being racist. You have systems that still continue to produce those same racist results.
Housing advocates say the city has had a long struggle with landlords discriminating against tenants with Section 8 housing vouchers, most of whom are black. In 2013, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development accused the city of knowingly misusing federal funds to promote racial segregation in public housing. The issue is still ongoing. Dallas officials have said they do follow federal housing guidelines, but some city council members have said the accusation serves as a reminder that public housing is still primarily located in South Dallas, which is now home to some of the city's poorest residents. Jeff Olivet is the CEO of the Center for Social Innovation. His organization is collecting personal stories to help better understand how people become homeless.
Homelessness is a systematic breakdown, not a personal failing. To unpack homelessness and to end homelessness, you've got to come at it from a kind of multi-systems point of view. And we believe that's best done with a lens of racial equity. That's not to say that homelessness is only about race. Of course it's not. It's about 100 other things as well. But there is a dimension of racial equity.
Derek Gillette agrees. He's black and a single father to 10-year-old Derek Jr. He lives at Family Gateway, which provides transitional housing in Dallas. He's a certified nursing assistant.
I have an apartment, and all I'm waiting now is for the 6 and 8 people to get with the apartment and say, hey, we did the check. It's good. And they call me and tell me when to come to pick up my key and to move forward.
Gillette is 50 and moved into a homeless shelter while juggling his finances paying child support. He has 4 other children. He's happy he's getting into public housing, but says the process was long and tedious with a lot of mix-ups and delays with apartment managers.
So that's a form of, to me, a racism or discrimination.
Gillette says he's better off than the homeless people he sees every day on the street.
And when I see it, it disturbs me. I don't have to be out there in the streets the way they are. I'm here only by God's grace.
He's moving forward now towards stable housing and a future that feels more secure. Gillette says, though, he's not so far from the homeless men he sees every day. Men that look a lot like he does. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.